been a long time. Nice to be back tonight. And yeah, of course, the most important thing is that we got went through to the next round. And I think it was a tough match, of course, but yeah, at the end, we went through.
Came off, of course, midway through the second half. How are you feeling after those minutes?
I'm feeling quite good, to be honest. The plan was maybe to play 45 minutes or a bit more. I played 60 minutes and I'm feeling quite good, yeah.
Must have been extremely difficult to be out for so long. Just describe for us how it feels to be back out on a football pitch at all.
Yeah, I said to the boys, it's a nice feeling to feel in exhausted after a match and not just after training. And I had so many tough sessions out on the training ground and yeah, it's a brilliant feeling. I had a massive support of the boys and yeah, it's a nice feeling. Being the skipper on a day like that, it's a brilliant feeling for me and yeah, I waited for that so long.
When did you find out you were going to be captaining the side today? When did Chris break that news to you?
No, actually it was Colin who told me, the assistant manager. I was a bit surprised, but because I didn't expect that. But yeah, it was a nice feeling, and maybe I was the most experienced one today, or one of the most experienced one. And it's a good feeling, and yeah, nice to be back.
So let's talk about the game itself. You did, of course, concede those two goals. You were the most experienced, one of the most experienced members of the back line. How do you think that the defence coped?
I think we knew before that it's going to be tough because they are two good strikers, and I think first half we coped with that quite well. Second half we got a bit under pressure, especially the first 20 minutes. I think they were the better side at the beginning of the second half, but yeah, it's good for us that we turned it around and scored in the right moments. And yeah, all in all, it was quite tough for us as a back four, but yeah, we need some good saves of Nicky, but yeah, all in all, it was quite okay, yeah.
What were you saying to the younger guys at halftime after that disappointment of conceding the equaliser when you had so many chances? What was the message and how did they respond?
We're just looking forward. We said they're giving so much space behind their back four. We had so many chances, especially in the first half. We didn't convert them, so we need to get on with our game, but it was a bit difficult, especially at the beginning of second half. But yeah, at the end, the most important thing is that we scored in the right moments, especially then we got under pressure. We scored the second one. We were a bit lucky with a crossbar, and then we made this third one, and then I think the match was finished.
And looking ahead, you personally, where do you go from here? What's the priority? Feeling fit and ready to start fighting for your place as of this weekend?
It's a manager's decision. I know we're struggling a bit with defenders. I think I'm feeling quite good to play 60 minutes today. It's good to have that under my belt now. And yeah, we will see what happens in the next few days. If the manager needs me for the weekend, I'll be ready. So let's see what happens.
Lastly, Chris Hughton and the club have made the situation very clear as far as they're concerned. But there is concern among the fans about possible departures between now and the end of the transfer window shutting next week. Does that have any kind of a trickle-down effect into the players, or you're very much focused on the task in hand?
That's the case. Everybody's focused on the next match. It's not a theme in the dressing room. Everybody's focused on the next match. Everybody knows we played a great season last year, so there are some players who are still in the focus of other teams. So it's a normal process, but we have to go on and focus on the next match on Saturday. It's going to be a tough one for us.